This is a Niche Radio podcast. For more, visit www.nicheradio.co.za.
Securities or financial instruments mentioned in this podcast may not be suitable for all investors. Securities of emerging and mid-sized growth companies typically involve a high degree of risk, more than volatility of the security companies or more established companies. Listeners are urged to make their own decisions and to not invest in any stock without actually doing research on it, especially stocks that you can afford to lose money on. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Trader Gang Money Matters. Today we have quite a lot to cover, and I truly believe that we probably have to get, you know, certain definitions out of the way so that you understand as time goes what I'm referring to, what I'm talking about, and what I mean when I say certain things, okay? For example, what is a fund? What kind of management styles are there? You know, active and passive, for example. Also, our bank story for the week will be about the black hole. Okay, so first things first. I get a lot of questions now about what a fund manager is, what assets under management, what a fund is, you know, and what a fund manager does and so forth. Okay, let's start off with a fund, okay? A fund is a source of money that is allocated for a specific purpose. So basically, a group of people come together, they say, okay, we want to achieve a common goal, and we want to do it, and we all want to contribute in this basket, okay? And we're all going to put our share into this, and the pool of that is used to achieve a certain goal, okay? So it can be established, obviously, for any purpose whatsoever. And if you break it down, so people, businesses, governments, I mean, I have funds too, okay? So they basically set aside money, and they use that money, as I said, to achieve specific goals, okay? Now, in investment terms, so investors basically put money in different funds, such as mutual funds, such as revenue funds, and trust funds, and so forth, okay? And what's more interesting to know about that particularly is that it's only up to, you know, a few years ago where the asset management industry and the hedge fund industry basically changed the legislation to say, okay, we're no longer gonna allow only high net worth individuals to be investors in certain funds, but we're also going to allow an average person on the street to become an investor. And this allowed people to, say, start investing from, let's say, 500 rand a month, of which, you know, I believe to see a really good return would be, you know, a minimum amount of 30,000 rand. But obviously, it depends on different industries and so forth. But yeah, so basically, before, it was high net worth individuals that are using these pools, like, say, Adrian Goh, who's the founder of Discovery, would be working with, let's say, Stephen Kosev, who's the former CEO of Investec, and they're trying to set up a fund that's going to help push the business world forward. Okay, so in that sense, they would put whatever they have and whatever they can raise from other private investors or institutions, and they would put it in a pool, and that pool is definitely called a fund. I hope it's more clear. If you do not understand, just send me questions on social media, and then I'll definitely be able to break it down even further. Now, emergency funds are personal savings. College funds, you know, like saving plans. Trust funds is a legal arrangement set up by a grantor who appoints a trustee to administer valuable assets. Okay? Retirement funds are saving vehicles used for individuals saving for retirement. So basically, people that are working currently and they're trying to still earn, say, for example, as they were earning while they were working, they're still trying to earn like that after they retire. So that's what's called a retirement fund. Now, just to go deeper into, especially the finance industry, you know, like a mutual fund. A mutual fund is a type of financial vehicle made up of a pool of money collected for many investors, as I said, and they invest in different securities, stocks, bonds, money market instruments, and other assets. Okay? And obviously one of the main contributors would be Jack Bogle in that sense, because he made it possible for people to be able to invest in, you know, in certain indexes that otherwise an individual investor would not be able to have access to. Now, it gives access. Mutual funds give access to such assets as, you know, equities, bonds, securities, be it financial securities, be it tangible or intangible assets as well. Okay? Now, in that sense, so there's how companies would usually charge for that type of service is, you know, there's performance management fees, there's incentive fees in some institutions, there's management fees that go along with that. You can read more about that, but basically for most companies before it used to be like 2% management fees. Like for Warren Buffett, for example, he manages Berkshire Hathaway, and let's say he charges 2% for his management fees and to his private investors or shareholders. And if you think about it, 2% is quite a lot. You know, it's quite a lot if you're managing billions and billions of rands. But charging also 10% performance fees, basically depending on performance of how the fund performs, then basically charging that based on that. Okay. Now, trust funds, as I already mentioned, it's basically, how can I put it? You basically start a fund that you want to benefit the beneficiary, which is, let's say, for example, your son. So basically, my son having a trust fund, and when he's 18, that trust fund, being able to have grown enough for him to have access to such things as university and so forth, and that trust would be paying for that. I hope that's as simple as I can put it. Okay. Now, within financial institutions, also there's, you know, the market value of investments that the company manages or a person in their individual capacity manages. That's called asset under management. So basically, if I don't know if any of you have heard, but if, let's say, for example, Old Mutual says it has 800 billion assets under management, that means they're basically managing clients' money with a market value of 800 billion. Okay? Banks are also partly, you know, some of financial institutions that might have assets under management, private equity companies, property companies, they all have assets under management. And basically, there's a portfolio manager who chooses which companies to invest in and who manages the day-to-day activities of the portfolio itself. So if, for example, if a private equity company decides we're going to invest in a software technology industry, of which we're going to develop only software companies and technology. So basically, that portfolio of investments would be handled by a portfolio manager. Okay, so they can invest in a mutual exchange traded or closed end fund assets, and they implement strategies and yeah. Now, a fund manager also does something similar. Okay, so economic events that are happening that I feel like are truly important for this week is tomorrow. You should just check out the Royal Bafokeng Platinum Limited, you know, announcing its dividend. There's a dividend pay for MAS Real Estate Inc. There's a consumer price index tomorrow. There's core inflation rate. There's retail sales. There's Anglo-American Platinum. Annual general meeting confirmed. And there's a monetary policy review by SARB tomorrow. Okay, so for those who are interested on the New York Stock Exchange and the Nasdaq, there's companies that you can add on your watch list. They're on our Facebook page, / Real Trade Again. Okay, companies like Chicago Bridge and Iron Company, Exxon Mobil Corporation, Walmart. Just check them out and see some interesting things are happening with those specific companies. Okay, and yeah. Some of my favorite Forex books to learn about the Forex market have definitely been, for one, the Market Wizard series, where they interview top traders. That is fantastic, a fantastic read. And also Currency Trading and Intermarket Analysis, how to profit from the shifting currencies in global markets, day trading the currency market, technical and fundamental strategies to profit from market swings by Keith Lien. And the Naked Forex, high-end probability techniques for trading without indicators. Okay, now our bank story for the week. On the 10th of April, the team behind the Event Horizon telescope released the first ever direct image of a black hole. And there's been name suggestions and so forth. And one of them is Powahi. Let us know what you think about it. And go read up more about this. And go check out the pictures. It's incredible, guys. Okay, and once again, do not forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Subscribe to Niche Radio. Follow David_Sikosana. Find us on Facebook at Trader Gang Show. And I will definitely post another podcast later on in the week, because I feel like there's other content that we can cover, and this one was literally just dealing mostly with the financial literacy behind funds and answering some of the questions that you guys asked.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.